سورة طه. Themes of the Surah. Encouragement of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to carry on and be steadfast in the mission.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طه.
Explanation. Verse number 1. This surah begins with the disconnected letters, the explanation for which has already proceeded in Surah Al-Baqarah.
ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى.
Verse number 2. I have not revealed the Quran to you, O Messenger, to become distressed by your people's turning away from having faith in it.
إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى.
Verse number 3. We only revealed it to be a reminder for those whom Allah has blessed, so that they fear Him.
تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا.
Verse number 4. It was sent down by Allah, who created the earth and the high heavens. It is thus a grand Quran, as it was sent down by a grand being.
الرحمن على العرش استوى.
Verse number 5. The Merciful who established himself on the throne, in a meaning that is befitting for his majesty, may he be glorified.
له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى.
Verse number 6. Everything in the heavens and on earth, and all that is beneath the soil, belong to him alone. May he be glorified. He created, owns, and controls all of it.
وَإِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى.
Verse number 7. If you, O Messenger, proclaim the word or conceal it, he, may he be glorified, knows all of that. He knows the secrets and what is even more hidden, such as thoughts and the mind. Nothing is hidden from him.
الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى.
Verse number 8. Allah, there is no being deserving of worship besides him. To him alone belong the perfect names that have reached the most complete level of perfection and excellence. Since the Prophet, peace be upon him, was distressed at his people's rejecting the message, he is consoled by the account of Musa, peace be upon him, in the ayah.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى.
Verse number 9. The story of Musa, son of Imran, peace be upon him, has come to you, O Messenger.
إِذْ رَأَى نَارًا فَقَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا إِنِّي آنَسْتُ نَارًا لَعَلِّي آتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِقَبَسٍ أَوْ أَجِدُ عَلَى النَّارِ هُدًى.
Verse number 10. When he saw a fire whilst traveling, and he said to his family, "Stay here. I can see a fire. Maybe I can bring you a flaming brand from it, or find somebody to guide me to the path."
فلما أتاها نودي يا موسى.
Verse number 11. When he came to the fire, Allah, may he be glorified, called out to him saying, "O Musa,
إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى."
Verse number 12. I'm your Lord. Take off your shoes in preparation for your conversation with me. You are in the purified valley of Tuwa. Beneficial points. 1. The revelation of the Grand Quran was not to cause hardship to the soul in worship, or to make it taste great difficulty. It is only a book that serves as a reminder, from which those who fear their Lord benefit. 2. Allah has mentioned the creation and the instruction together. Just as there is wisdom in the creation, Similarly, he only instructs and prohibits with justice and wisdom. 3. It is a man's duty to provide maintenance for his family, wife, in the form of food, clothing, accommodation, and the means of warmth when it's cold.
وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى.
Verse number 13. I have chosen you, O Musa, to convey my message, so listen to what I reveal to you.
إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي.
Verse number 14. I'm Allah. There is no being deserving of worship but me. So worship me alone, and perform the prayer in the perfect manner, so that you may remember me in it.
إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ أَكَادُ أُخْفِيهَا لِتُجَزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى.
Verse number 15. The hour is most definitely coming, and it will certainly occur. I almost keep it hidden, so that no creation knows its time, but they are aware of its signs by the information given to them by the Prophet sent to them, so that each soul is rewarded for what it did, whether good or evil.
فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرْدَى.
Verse number 16. Do not let those disbelievers who do not believe in it and who follow their unlawful desires distract you from believing in it and preparing for it by doing righteous action, and so bring you to ruin on account of it.
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
Verse number 17. What is that in your right hand, O Musa?
قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى.
Verse number 18. Musa, peace be upon him, said, It is my stick. I lean on it when walking. I beat down trees' leaves with it for my sheep, and it has many other uses besides those I mentioned.
قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى.
Verse number 19. Allah said, Throw it down, O Musa.
فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى.
Verse number 20. Musa threw it down, and it turned into a snake moving swiftly.
قَالَ خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى.
Verse number 21. Allah said to Musa, peace be upon him, take hold of the stick, and do not fear its having turned into a snake. When you take hold of it, I will return it to its former state.
وَاضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى.
Verse number 22. Now press your hand to your side, and it will come out white without any leprosy. That is another sign for you.
لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى.
Verse number 23. I have shown you these two signs, O Musa, to show you some of my greatest signs that indicate my power and that you are a messenger sent by Allah.
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
Verse number 24. Go, O Musa, to Fir'aun, for he has overstepped the bounds in disbelief and rebellion against Allah.
قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي.
Verse number 25. Musa, peace be upon him, said, Lord, expand my breast for me, so that I can bear the difficulty.
وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي.
Verse number 26. Make my task easy.
وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي.
Verse number 27. Give me the ability to speak eloquently.
يفقه قولي.
Verse number 28. So that they understand my speech when I convey your message to them.
واجعل لي وزيرا من أهلي.
Verse number 29. Give me a helper from my family who will assist me in my affairs.
هارون أخي.
Verse number 30. Harun, the son of Imran, my brother.
أشدد به أزري.
Verse number 31. Strengthen my determination through him.
وأشركه في أمري.
Verse number 32. And make him my partner in the mission.
كي نسبحك كثيرا.
Verse number 33. So that we can glorify you much.
ونذكرك كثيرا.
Verse number 34. And remember you much.
إنك كنت بنا بصيرا.
Verse number 35. You are always watching over us. Nothing of ours is hidden from you.
قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى.
Verse number 36. Allah said, I have granted your request, O Musa.
وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَيْكَ مَرَّةً أُخْرَى.
Verse number 37. I had favored you another time. Beneficial points. 1. The necessity of listening properly in important matters, the most important of which is revelation sent down from Allah. 2. The first revelation sent to Musa contained two principles of faith, which are acknowledgement of Allah's oneness and faith in the hour, the rising, and the most important religious obligation after faith, which is prayer. 3. Cooperation amongst those calling to Allah is necessary to achieve the objective. Allah made for Musa his brother Harun a prophet to assist him in carrying out the mission. 4. The importance of a preacher having the skill to make those who are called understand.